and more materials by visiting either of our two websites. They're available 24/7, no charge whatsoever. The first one is R.D. Wolff, W-O-L-F-F, rdwolff.com, and the other one is democracyatwork.info. In both of those websites, you will find not only interesting materials, but you'll find a way to sign up for our newsletter. Every 2 or 3 months, we send, again, without no charge whatsoever, a newsletter updating you on our activities and how you can follow us on radio and television and so forth. We urge you to sign up for that. You can also, by either email, communicate to us what you like, don't like about the program, what you'd like to see us cover. We read and deal with every single email we get. We respond to the few that we have the time for. I ask your understanding that we get such a flood, we couldn't possibly, with our staff, respond to them all. But we do read them, and we use them to shape these programs and every content on them. So if any of this is of interest to you, please make yourselves aware of and make use of these two websites that are there for you, rdwolff.com and democracyatwork.info. And through both of those websites, you can also follow us, which we urge you to do, on Facebook, Twitter, and Pinterest. Let me turn then to the updates for this week's program. Very much in the news over the last week or two has been an immense recall of automobiles by the General Motors Corporation. And I want to talk a little bit about that recall, what it involves, and I think, most importantly, what it means. Let's begin back in 2009, not that many years ago. The General Motors Corporation was effectively bankrupt. The economic crisis took it over the edge, and we faced the possibility that our largest automobile company in the United States would go belly up, close operations, affecting huge numbers of people in countless ways. The corporation asked for, and the United States government responded, by an immense, costly bailout of General Motors. Something on the order of $50 billion, 50. $50 billion of taxpayer money, your money, my money, was made available at effectively no cost for years and years to help the General Motors Corporation get out of its disastrous situation. As part of the deals that were struck, not only did General Motors get $50 billion of cash, but more importantly, it got all kinds of special considerations. One of them is of special interest. The General Motors Corporation was basically given exemption from lawsuits for any known at that time, defects that might subject the company to lawsuits. Keep that in mind, please. Why? We now know that as far back as 2001, that is 8 years before the bailout, General Motors knew that they had a serious problem with a faulty ignition. Basically, this problem was that if you had a heavy keychain with a key sticking in the ignition, or you bumped the ignition with your leg, it could turn off.